information at thecorkscrew.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Indiana Senator Ibn Bhai isn't saying if he's Barack Obama's choice for vice president. Bhai worked in his Capitol Hill office yesterday and later spent time at his home in Washington. He left wearing shorts and a baseball cap, but told reporters outside he had no news to share. His only comment was, "Not tonight, sorry." Obama says he's decided on a running mate, but isn't saying who it is. His campaign plans to release the name in a text message to supporters. Tomorrow we'll have live coverage of Senator Obama's appearance at the Old State Capitol in Springfield, where the yet unnamed running mate will join him. That's starting at 2 p.m. and will be broadcast live on WILL. Backers of a one-cent sales tax for school buildings and facilities have less than 3 months to sell the idea to Champaign County voters. The county board voted last night to put the question on the November 4th ballot. School boards in Champaign County requested the referendum, and the county board was following state law and putting it on the ballot. Not all of those who voted to do so are happy with the proposal, but Republican Steve Moser of St. Joseph Township says property tax revenue in rural districts isn't enough to pay for the school buildings they need.
The disintegration of Broadlands and Longview just give me every reason to support this, because that district has done a tremendous job of educating people with not a whole lot of money. And I know I played basketball in that gym at Broadlands when I was in high school, and that's getting to be a long, long time.
Some county board members said they opposed using the sales tax to fund schools, calling it regressive and a consumption tax. But in the end, the only votes against putting the question on the ballot came from Republicans Stan James, Kevin Hunt, and Brad Jones. If voters approve the school facility sales tax, the state law gives the Champaign County Board final say on implementing it. The Champaign School Board will hold a special meeting this coming Monday night to hear a committee's recommendations on where new classrooms north of University Avenue should be built. Unit 4 School Board President Dave Tomlinson says the Northside Seats Committee has come up with a recommendation he thinks will please both board members and the community. He says the school board will discuss the recommendation in closed session before making a public announcement. That's because of legal matters involved in the Unit 4 consent decree, which requires that the new classrooms be built.
We'll discuss an executive session first with the whole board because it is part of the consent decree lawsuit. So it is a litigation issue that we do have. And so we want to make sure that the board and the plaintiffs are working together. And we have actually worked together on this, and we're excited about coming to closure on what the sites are going to be.
The consent decree calls for the new classrooms to serve traditionally black neighborhoods in Champaign. Tomlinson says he knows the committee's recommendation but won't make it public until after the school board discusses it behind closed doors Monday night. Proposals raised in recent months include adding the classrooms to an existing school north of University or building an entirely new school north of I-74. Tomlinson says once a site is agreed upon, Unit 4 will still need to find the money for new classrooms. He says the proposed school facility sales tax could help if Champaign County voters approve it in November. The fallout has begun over the proposed closing of Pontiac Correctional Center next year. The uncertainty surrounding the future of the prison has prompted developers to pull out of a project that would have brought a hotel, home improvement warehouse, conference center, and restaurant to Pontiac. EM Properties President Gary Matthews said yesterday the closing of the prison wasn't the only hurdle facing the project. He said other factors included increased land values and the reluctance of some council members to back in tax incentive plans. Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy said the project would have brought in $10 to $12 million in development work and construction for its first phase. Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to move the 800 of Pontiac's 1,650 inmates to a new, largely unused Thompson Correctional Center in northwest Illinois. The other inmates would go to other state prisons. A new name is on the ballot to replace that of retiring Illinois Senate President Emil Jones. Unsurprisingly, it's his son. Stephanie Leshy has more.
Upon his retirement announcement last Monday, Jones already had an idea who he wanted to fill his seat, his son. He filed the papers that might allow that to happen that same day. At the time of the news, there were just 10 days before the state ballot had to be finalized. And yesterday, Cook County Ward committeemen cleared the way to slate Emil Jones III. The elder Jones says his son has learned from him and has the tools for the job, but others have questioned it as yet another possible example of family members succeeding Illinois politicians. Still, the younger Jones says he's honored to be chosen to run in the November election. I'm Stephanie Lecce.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This program is underwritten by the Economic Development Office of the City of Cape Coral in Southwest Florida. Cape Coral is one of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S. and a key destination for business expansion. More information is available at www.bizcapecoral.com.
It's 9:35, and we check in with a look at the weekend forecast with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning. We talked about a chance of rain. As just as I say that, moments later, our signal's knocked off the air. So
yeah, guess
we have
what?
In the area.
There's a thunderstorm in the area. That's what that means. We have some static. So far, the lightning detection not showing a lot of strikes in the immediate area, but there are some out there, and we will be monitoring that. Lightning across Piatt County, lightning across the southern half of Vermilion County, Illinois, northern Vermilion County, Indiana, into parts of southern Fountain County in Indiana. More lightning in southeastern Edgar County on into parts of Clark, and a lot of lightning strikes in Crawford County south of there and neighboring Jasper County. So some areas getting thunderstorms right now, and some of these storms are producing quite a bit of lightning. Not a whole lot on the storm that's now starting.